as you may know, often have responsibilities that the stereotypical traditional collegian may not have. Many of our students have families. Many of our students are working or caring for other individuals and their families. So we try to be very responsive when they're voting with their registrations at certain times of the day.
Young says other rooms in the Parkland campus, like lounges and student activity areas, have been converted into instructional or office space. Phase one of Parkland College's $86 million campus master plan also includes upgrades to existing classrooms, roof repair, and elevator upgrades. Indiana's longest-serving U.S. senator says overcoming partisanship is one of the hardest jobs in Congress. But Richard Lugar believes President-elect Barack Obama will go out of his way to get that done. Speaking at the University of Illinois today, the Republican Lugar cited the impact the Internet and 24-hour news media are having on some members of Congress to put politics first. He says despite numerous ethics measures, the public is more skeptical of Congress than ever before. Lugar says bipartisanship often takes more than compromise, but an independent self-reflection in order to achieve a greater majority of votes.
Leaders should not content themselves with 51% if they can expand a working majority through outreach, judicious rhetoric, bipartisan alliances, and thoughtful argumentation. National unity is not simply a civic nicety. It counts in real policy terms.
Lugar, who's Republican leader of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the president-elect will attempt to bring out a measured foreign policy. He says Obama has not asked him to serve within his cabinet, and Lugar says he'd prefer to remain in the Senate. An early morning fire at the home of a Gibson City woman killed her teenage daughter and her friend who was sleeping over. 13-year-old Madison Moore and her friend 14-year-old Shanna Radakovich were sleeping in the basement where the fire broke out. Ford County Coroner Doug Wallace says the two were taken to Gibson Area Hospital, where they were pronounced dead shortly before 6 a.m. Wallace says Moore's mother, Lisa Strebeck, and another adult were sleeping upstairs when they were awakened by a smoke alarm. They called 911 just before 5 a.m. and then tried to get into the basement to rescue the two girls. But Wallace says neither they nor a police officer could handle the heat and smoke until firefighters put out the blaze. Wallace says the fire broke out in the boiler area of the basement, but the exact cause has not been determined. Veterans Day is being marked around East Central Illinois with the customary flag raisings and playing of taps, but the growing list of veterans from the current wars are giving the day a new dimension. It also means changes in the American Legion, an organization that has served as a fraternal organization for vets since after World War I. Its past national commander, Marty Konatzer of Deland, says Legion posts are adding services for children and families, particularly those of military service personnel currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Konatzer says the Legion is backing up the support services already provided by the National Guard and Reserve.
We're working with them to help support them in places to have meetings, support groups where like groups of people can sit down and talk about their problems, and we raise a lot of money, but we also are there when they need someone to listen to them, when they need somebody to point them in the right direction.
Konatzer spoke at a small Veterans Day ceremony at the Urbana American Legion Post today. It's 5:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thank you, Jim. It's still 39 degrees on Friends Plaza. That's the high for the day was 39 degrees. And again, haven't dropped much, haven't climbed at all. And we do see the rain starting to push more into northeastern Illinois, into northwestern Indiana. And all across the northern portion of Indiana, light rain falling. The heaviest rain appears to be in a band that stretches from around Interstate 80 down to central Grundy County, just to the west of Kankakee County. And behind that, there's an area of just some very light showers that's stretching across west central Illinois, centered around the area just to the north of Lincoln. A couple more scattered pockets of rain are developing in southwestern Illinois, but the persistent precipitation appears to be done for now in the Champaign-Urbana area and coming to an end very shortly in the Danville area. And though we don't expect to see anything in the way of clearing off of the cloud cover, we do expect the remaining precipitation to amount to just a little bit of drizzle or some light rain. Tonight's low temperature in the upper 30s, so actually above the average low, which is at 33 degrees. The average high is 51. We'll make a little progress towards that tomorrow with a high of 48 under a cloudy sky. There will be occasional showers tomorrow. A few more showers tomorrow night, the low back to around 40. The warmest day of the week, Thursday, mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 57. Chance for a few showers on Thursday night with a low of 44. And then some rain early in the day Friday. Windy, colder with a chance for some flurries by late afternoon and a high on Friday of 48 degrees.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week we're asking some observers about what might be next for Iraq when Barack Obama becomes president. Yesterday we heard from Kenneth Adelman, a conservative Republican who had advocated going to war in Iraq and ended up endorsing Senator Obama. Adelman said he had hoped that Iraq would develop impressively into a Middle East democracy.
I guess right now it'll be sloppier than that. It may be with a strong man.